Local entrepreneur Joe Davis is the creator of the Community Carbon Exchange, or CCX. Davis says carbon-saving actions like carpooling and walking, as well as adjustments in food and utility consumption, create a carbon offset that can be sold. Individuals and companies with larger carbon footprints can then buy that offset as a way to help mitigating their own impact on the environment. Reporter Sarah Vaughn talked with Davis to learn more about the initiative.
Would you just run down what the Community Carbon Exchange is?
Sure. The Community Carbon Exchange is a web-based platform that empowers people through the trading of personal carbon offsets. And the way that we do this is that we look at any given daily activity in the fields of transportation, meal consumption, and utility consumption initially. And, let's just say, for example, that an individual carpools to work, or maybe they have a fuel-efficient car, maybe they take the bus, maybe they bike or walk or do something like that. At any rate, we compare their activity to a baseline average of what a person would do in the local community. And if whatever their sort of mode of transportation or their meal consumption or utility consumption, whatever that might be, if it comes in underneath the baseline average, then we calculate how much carbon comparatively is saved from going up into the atmosphere. So then we take this saved carbon after we've measured it. Then we monetize it by sort of flipping that saved carbon on its head and calling it a carbon offset. We apply a market rate for the price of carbon to that. And then all of a sudden, an individual has created a real tangible piece of property that has value. So then we take this piece of property that is owned by the producer, the generator, and then we find a local purchaser for it. This purchaser might be a local business, institution, or maybe even another individual. But what they all have in common is that they wish to mitigate their own carbon impact through the purchase of an individual's offset.
Where did you get the idea for the Community Carbon Exchange?
The seeds of the idea came from the time period when there were discussions taking place nationally about a cap and trade program for the U.S. And this was maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and there was this national discussion. And it essentially ended up going nowhere. And, you know, I found that extremely frustrating. So I knew that I represented a lot of people out there that were already doing lots of things in an everyday manner, and they were getting no recognition for it. And they were powerless in this whole debate. So it seemed to me what really needs to take place is that a voice needs to be given to the everyday individual so that they can feel empowered to engage in this discussion and to have some influence. And at the time, I felt like the only way to make that happen is to bring the cap and trade type of situation down to the personal level, to recognize people for their personal offsets that they create in reality with all these little sustainable gestures.
In a previous interview with us, Joe, you mentioned that there was a lot of good data out there about what specific behaviors result in carbon reduction. Are there specific behaviors that you're targeting with your initiative?
We initially addressed three major areas, individual transportation, meal consumption, and utility consumption. The reason we have chosen these areas is because, one, everyone has interacts in these ways just in their daily life. And there's a lot of really good scientific peer-reviewed data out there that establishes the carbon impact of various lifestyle modes. So we know when people are given feedback of how just the smallest gesture that they make actually represents real tangible CO2 either impact or reduction, we know that that feedback can influence their future decision-making.
Because this program really does put the responsibility on individuals, can the actions of companies that are pumping pollution into the air, soil, and water really be mitigated by the actions of a small group of individuals through their carbon offsets?
They most certainly can. Let's just say, for example, that a trucking company that is moving freight across the country, we would be able to calculate exactly what their, just simply based on their fuel consumption, we can calculate, you know, down to the gram, how much CO2 is going up into the atmosphere. Now, should that trucking company wish to move toward mitigating that carbon impact just solely based on their fuel consumption, then with enough people, we could bring their carbon impact down to a neutrality level.
Is there any incentive in the program for companies to buy the offsets? What would motivate them?
Well, companies essentially would be mostly looking at this program from a public relations angle. They would be more than likely taking money out of their marketing budget when they would make a purchase of, you know, offsets and move toward carbon neutrality. So it's a unique way for them to also reach an audience that they didn't have contact with before.
And what companies have you approached to participate?
Well, we have been speaking with the types of companies in town that tend to cater to sort of folks who live kind of like healthy lifestyles and also to are into sustainability, as well the types of businesses that like to market themselves as local. Some of these companies that have expressed an interest are Lenny's. We have various media interest from Limestone Post Magazine, an online magazine, the Writer Magazine. We've got other groups like the Velours, the Hudsucker Posse, the Aerology High Flyers all have expressed some interest in, you know, mitigating their own carbon impact.
You mentioned that these transactions will be tracked in a transparent database.
It'll only be accessible to those who are generating the offsets and those who are purchasing the offsets. We want to protect the personal information. As far as an individual generator, they'll be able to look and see exactly how much they created in the way of carbon offsets, who purchased that offset, and vice versa. A business is going to be able to see who generated the offset they purchased, how much that was. And
this weekend, you launched your Kickstarter campaign for funding to build the database. What's your dollar goal?
Actually, technically, our Kickstarter is still in the approval process, and we're hopeful that it will be up by the end of the week here. But the goal is to raise $7,000 to create the initial platform with a focus on transportation. If we are able to achieve that, then we expect that we'll be able to launch a beta in the next few months that will enable people to, start creating their profiles and become rewarded. We also are hoping that an additional $5,000 will be able to get the meal consumption elements of the platform up, and then with another additional $5,000 on top of that, then we'll be able to really work out all the particulars for the utility recognition as well. You know, we just want the world to know that we are serious in what we're trying to do, and that we really feel like we are going to be able to provide a voice and empower people to see the change that they wish to happen.
Thank you so much for your time, Joe. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Sarah.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.